5 o'clock hour, hour number four, take you up to Tiger Baseball, Tigers and Bobby Witt and the Kansas City Royals. We've done a lot on the program, Rico. We've done a lot. Talked about Scott Harris. He called into the morning show. Go check it out on the Odyssey Rewind. Talked about the Tigers. Rico's done with the Tigers. We also talked about the one thing many humans can do, but you can't. I can't grill, and I've took endless ribbing for it. But now, I turn the mic over to David Hatchett-Hall, because David told me of an opinion that one of our coworkers, told him today, and apparently it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, I can't get it out of my head. So Greg Hargrave, who is the producer of the morning show.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. But he just blurted this opinion out to me, and I can't believe it. He basically said that the Pistons are never going to win again in our lifetime. In his lifetime is what he believed.
Well, hold on a second. Like, he's healthy, right?
Yes.
So he's only in his 30s, I think.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, so we expect Greg seems to be in shape.
Yeah, at most he may be 40. I don't know.
Live a long life. I mean, I used to say this about the Lions, and now I do believe they can win a Super Bowl.
He just believes that they're never going to win again in his lifetime. And I could not believe what I was hearing. I can't shake this out of my mind. So it made me wonder, what is that Detroit sports opinion that you may have believed or you still believe that's never going to happen, or you believe it's never going to happen?
Well, to be fair, it has been 15 years since they won a playoff game.
I know, man. So
he might be on to
something. Come on, man. Ever again?
No. The Detroit sport opinion.
Because I have mine. And it's never going to happen. I understand what they are right now. I understand what people believe is going to happen this season. But the Detroit Lions are never going to make the Super Bowl.
Never make
or
the
win.
Super Bowl?
They're never going to make it.
Wow.
You would have had me at win.
Okay, let's go with win then. I don't think they'll make it. But okay, we'll stick with wins.
See, I've changed my mind. I used to laugh at people that said the Lions could win a Super Bowl. I said, I'll be dead. Unfortunately, everybody I know will be dead. And then maybe one day by luck, they'll get there. I totally feel different. I got mine, though. Mm-hmm. I got one, and I will never come off it. And it will offend Rico Beard, but that's okay. Tom Izzo will never, and I do mean never, win that second title. Ever. That dude's going to be coaching until he's 97 years old on the bench. He's never going to win that second title. Never. And Rico's upset right now, but how many times has he had, how many good teams has he had that he kind of choked things away?
Upset?
That's your guy.
Rico, I can't sit here and say, yeah, I mean, I think that his days are limited as coach. I don't know how long he wants to continue doing this. I think he's going to give it, you know, the college try, but I can live with that.
All right,
so he may not. No, come on.
The one,
nice try, Rieger. This is why we call you a troll.
No, I'm not
right
trolling.
There.
It's what I believe.
He's angry.
The one sports opinion that you will forever agree, or forever, that you'll never come off of. Not going to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. Tommy Izzo never winning a title again. What you got?
See, the two that I had came close. Like the Lions. David, if it wasn't for last year, I would say immediately that's the go-to. The other one,
it could be,
is deals with your team. I never thought Michigan would have won a national title.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Well, we already won one in 97.
Did you, though?
Yes. So how could you ever say that?
Maybe they won't win a title where there's no asterisks or no split title.
It was at least three quarters of a title. Come on. They won three or four of the trophies.
They had joint quest custody with Nebraska.
John Jansen doesn't have half a ring. He has a ring because they won a championship.
You do know what the deal was back then. Since they split it, they said whichever team is the first to win a national title, Nebraska or Michigan, they get the 97 title too. You didn't know about
according
that?
According to you? You just made this up?
I just made that up, yeah. Okay. All right, so what is the one Detroit sports opinion that no matter what happens, you will never, ever come off it? Like, for instance, ticket text. My Detroit sports take, the Red Wings will never win the lottery and get the number one pick.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. He's absolutely right.
That's a good question.
See, mine used to be with the number one pick. Mine used to be the Pistons were never going to get the number one
pick. But then they got the number one pick.
But then they got the number one pick.
And they extended him, too. How about that? Here's the other thing, too, by the way. While we're getting the calls and the text, and this all stemmed from Greg Hargrave saying the Pistons will never win a title, which I happen to agree with him, at least it seems that way now, despite the fact they did change up the front office, everybody has a buddy or a family member that also has a dumbass Detroit sports opinion. A stupid, dumb Detroit sports opinion that you want to wring their freaking neck when they say it. So there's the one opinion, I will believe this for as long as I live. But then there's the other opinion, we all got them, that like, hey, you are a moron and you have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I'll give you a great example. This goes way back and I'll never forget it. I had a buddy that told me one time that Davy Cruz, remember Davy Cruz, former Tiger shortstop, was the best shortstop in baseball. Got hot for like 30 games. He loved him, wouldn't trade him, thought he was fantastic. To this day, I remember it and think it's stupid. Makes no sense.
That is out there now, and random.
Yeah, I know it's random. But here's the deal. Like, it wasn't too long ago that if your buddy said the Lions eventually will make the playoffs or even the Super Bowl, you laugh at him. You make fun of him.
Right. This was it, because I've seen so much happen in the last 12 months. It's kind of hard to have this take because anything's possible.
Oh, my God. I just got a great ticket text. This is a fantastic ticket. Tell me what you think about this. I will never come off the fact. Now, it's not a fact. It's an opinion, but he calls it a fact. I will never come off the fact that Dan Campbell is 90% responsible for us losing the NFC title game last year ever. Great show, boys. 90%. He's essentially saying they lost because of Campbell and his fourth down decisions.
Yeah, I got that. I'm trying to think. Yeah, because here's the thing. In order to say that opinion, that you have to then come down off the horse that he can't do any wrong. And admit, yeah, right. Probably, especially the first one I get. The last one, late in the game, you tie that thing up and you just try to lean on this. Because if you miss, which they did, and they score, it becomes a double-digit game that you need to score twice. And it didn't work out that way for
I got
you.
Another one. Great ticket text. And these are coming in, the one sports opinion about Detroit sports that you will never come off of. Chris from Tipton. JT was short. Now, I do think he got the first down. And it didn't help the fact that Michigan's defense pretty much crumbled after JT got the first down to lose that game.
Or maybe if your coach calls timeout.
Maybe. Well.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, I'll still say to this day that if the Notre Dame game was called correctly, that MSU could have won the national title. In 2013.
Which leads me to a text here. MSU football will never win a natty in my lifetime.
I would agree with that.
You know what? I was about to say that, but, you know, because I that one, you got to get the players. You got to keep the players. That's probably the safest of all, just to say. Like, I think Izzo would get his second title before they win their first.
What about this one? Jared Goff is incapable of winning a Super Bowl. Went to one with the Rams, almost got to one with the Lions, incapable of winning a Super Bowl. I can't buy it, but they'll never come off it.
Okay.
248-539-9797. How about this one? Tigers have the best home uniforms in baseball. I would agree with that, except for when they wear the City Connects. Those are ugly.
Best home uniforms?
Yeah, the old English D. It's hard to beat.
I like the NY.
That's stupid.
Wow.
How about this? My own dumb opinion I will always think is true. 2021 CMU football was the best team in the state. 2021. Now, Michigan was 2-4 that year, I believe, because that was the year right after COVID. What was Michigan State? Michigan State was horrendous, but you beat Michigan.
Wait, 2021?
Yeah. When that
That was when they had Kenneth Walker.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so
2021 Michigan, Central Michigan went 9-4. How are they the best team in Michigan?
He did call it a dumb opinion.
Oh, it's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, take your calls. What is the one Detroit sports opinion that you will never come off of? Doesn't matter. You will never, ever change your mind until it happens. 97 won the ticket. All right, Greg Hargrave, the producer of the morning show, went up to David Hatchett Hall. David was just enjoying his day and said, listen, the Pistons will never win a title in my lifetime. And we're led to believe that Hargrave is in great health, so he should be around for a very long time, which it's great for Greg, but it's a depressing opinion. So I ask you, what is the one Detroit sports opinion that you will never come off of? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. We'll get to the calls, but Hatchett, Jim, there are some sensational texts.
Oh, yeah. Jim Harbaugh totally knew about the sign-stealing scandal. Okay. If Rick Carlisle remained the Pistons coach, they would have won multiple NBA titles. That is from Kyle. This one.
Wow. Okay.
Chris Illich will never spend on the Tigers. Wow.
Okay.
I'll be that guy. Kerry Carpenter is the best outfielder in baseball. That has to be signed Kerry Carpenter, right?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Hey, Carpenter. Yeah.
Here's another one based off your opinion on Izzo. Izzo and Cassius would have gotten number two in 2020, no doubt in my mind.
You know what? I like that one.
You know, that was the one team, because I don't want Michigan State winning. That was the one team that scared me. What, they win seven in a row? Was it seven straight?
Yeah, they had to get hot because they were in jeopardy of, you know, they hit that swoon. But I still go back, and I know that it was at the end of the 2013 football season, MSU was the hottest team. They had just defeated Ohio State. They ended up winning the Rose Bowl. They got boned in that Notre Dame game so badly.
That was a night game, right?
No, it was a day game. It was like an afternoon thing. The referees came out and said, we screwed up all those pass interference calls. We should not. See, that's what makes it worse, that the refs owned. We screwed up. Sorry, our bad. Only game they lost that year. Kept, and it wasn't the 14 playoff. So it kept them out. Them beating Ohio State put Auburn into the title game.
Yep.
They would end up playing Florida State that year.
My Detroit sports topic I'll never come off of is if Brandon Jennings never blows his Achilles, then the Pistons would have won another banner and put one up in the Raptors. That was 2015.
Interesting.
Now, he was playing like an all-star that year.
I got one that I just thought of because I forgot about it. But when Rico brings up bad officiating, I will never come off the belief that if the Lions made the playoffs 2 years ago, remember, they got boned in that game. They beat the Packers on Sunday Night Football, but the Rams beat or lost to the Seahawks. Do you remember? And then the NFL came out and said that was the poorest officiated game of the season. The Lions would have gone to the playoffs. They would have gone to San Francisco, and I will never come off the belief they would have beat them. They would have beat them. The Lions were red effing hot. I mean, they were the best team in football right then.
Well, you want to talk about referees again, then I always believe that Trey Burke, that was a clean block.
Yeah.
And we would be national champs.
I would agree. How about this one? Lou Whitaker should be in the Hall of Fame. Chris Osgood should be in the Hall of Fame. Two good ones. And then I got one more for you because I was looking at the ticket text myself. What do you think about this one? Jim Leland should have intentionally walked David Ortiz with the bases juiced in Game 2 in 2013.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phone line.
All right, let's get a Mike in Oxford. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Mikey?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, brother.
Rieger and Rieger. Rieger, I'm going to ask you one question really quick before I get to my point. See, so Hatchett and Rico say that the Lions aren't going to win a Super Bowl, but we're listening to Niners and Steelers fans, so of course they're going to say that, right?
No, it has nothing to do with me being a Steelers fan is what I believe. They can make the NFC title game. It'll be a really good team.
No, Mike, and I said after the last 12 months, anything is possible.
Girl, I'm the one that said this.
I said if you asked me this last year at this time, I would have said no. But after what I witnessed, I can't say that anymore.
No, Mike, there's no doubt in my mind they can make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. I never believed that before last year.
I just wish Hatchett could throw us a bowl, man. We've been suffering. We deserve.
There's no bowl. You have to earn winning a Super Bowl. I'm not going to just throw you a bowl.
I'm with you, Mike. A religious man like that. Come on.
But Hatchett, here's the thing. They are earning it. They're turning into a good franchise, and they have all the ingredients. Why can't they? Why can't you come off that belief?
Yeah, Hatchett.
Yeah, Hatchett.
You can get there all you want. It's difficult to win it. I'm sorry. It is.
All right. So, Mike, what do you think?
Okay, so here's my other I don't think Michigan State will win a championship this century, and I don't even think they'll win the Big Ten in 20 years. I think with the new expansion, it's not just Michigan State, though. It's a lot of schools that won't be able to compete in this kind of thing. You know, you're going to have the big boys, and then you're going to have the have and have nots, and you're going to have maybe the same 10 schools competing for the championship,
Mike,
every year.
I got to tell you, I'll let Rico speak because he's smarter than me when it comes to this. But I do believe in an expanded playoff. You come from a power conference. Yeah. Michigan State could get good once every 4 or 5 years and make a playoff game, and then they could win one.
But, Rieger, but you realize I said not win the championship or win the Big Ten. They could maybe get in as a 12
seed. I'm sorry. You think they can win a CFP game.
They're not
going
to win the Big Ten.
Fair enough. See, but here's the thing, Mike. Here's why it's difficult, and I'm leaning more towards agreeing with you, but I don't think people realize – the gauntlet of playing in the playoffs, because you saw what happened with Florida State. You lose a quarterback, and now you go from being a perennial favorite to whatever.
But Rico, could you see a scenario where a team might be 9-0, 8-0, and they're like, well, even if we lose 2 games at the end of the season, we'll still get in the playoffs? So you're going to see what they do in the NFL, where they start resting starters, and they don't care about the conference championship. They only care about actually getting into the game.
No, I can see that. I do think. Now, the conference championship thing – I think you still will, because it means you get a bye. Just like you see NFL teams. If there's a chance for you to get a bye, you still are interested.
Yes.
But if you're locked into a spot, okay, I'm going to take a step back. The fact that, okay, if you win the conference title, you get a bye, means that you're going to play in that title conference title game. You're just not going to sit back and say, oh, I don't want to get anybody injured.
So I got one that Doug gave me the other day, and I don't know if he wants this public, but why not? What the hell? You know, at the golf outing, he said to me, he believes Michigan football will be the last team ever to go undefeated, considering how difficult it's going to be now to win a national title, right? And, I mean, you don't have to be undefeated to get to the CFP, to get to the playoffs, and then you got to go through a gauntlet to win it all. Do you believe that? I see. I don't. I think there's going to be some super crazy great team that could go 16.
No, I don't agree with that, because I do think that you're going to get that power team, whether it's going to be a Georgia, whether it's going to be an Alabama, whether it's going to be, you know, an LSU, USC. They're going to become that team, and they're going to run the table. I can see that happening.
Somebody tell me the play, please. Somebody tell me the play.
Somebody tell me the play. That's JJ. That's JJ on his headsets.
Is he doing
I can understand where Doug is coming from, because I can also see that.
Very quickly, how about this ticket text? It says the following. Big Ben did not score that TD in Super Bowl XL. And that Matt Stafford would have won with a running game and defense. And
well, how about Heath Miller scored the touchdown against the Patriots? We would have been the number one seed that year.
Let's get the phone call. Let's go
to Vlad. Vlad and Pontiac, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Vlad?
Hey, Rico stole my theory about the 2013 Spartans.
No, Vlad, I'm 100% that you will never convince me. They would have been the national. They would have won it that year. They were the hottest team in football.
Forget about hottest. That was the best team. Best defense in America. Unlike the 2015, the offense could still score. That if there's a playoff or if the refs are not on the payroll, that's a national championship.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, Vlad, 100% there. That's something I'll never be convinced. They would have had it. They had everything. No-fly zone was in full effect. You hated the no-fly zone. You hated
I did. Pat Narduzzi. Oh, the Nard Dog is coming down from the booth. Oh, what do I see? I see Nard Dog walking down. Oh, he's on the sidelines right now. Oh, the Nard Dog. You guys loved him. Hey, loved him. He should come back to Michigan State. It's not like he's a good head coach.
How about no?
97 won the ticket. Tiger Baseball in the 6 o'clock hour. Asking you, what is the one Detroit sports opinion that you have that no matter what, even though it might sound foolish, you will never come off of? Morning show producer Greg Hargrave told Hatchet Man that the Pistons will never win a title again. And we believe he's a healthy man, so he should be around for a long time. He said he envisions himself like one of those callers that call up talking about the 68 Tigers, or the 84 Tigers, or maybe the 04 Pistons. That's what he envisions himself. So what is the one opinion that you'll never come off of? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Quick ticket text. Lalonde will never make the playoffs with the Red Wings. That might be true because he might be fired. Like, Derek Lalonde might not make it past 20 games if they don't get out to a hot start.
I'll read a couple texts. Sure. Then I got a question, a baseball question for you, Jeff. The bench told Weber to call the timeout. That's what someone says on the ticket text. Zach from Lapeer says, Dylan Larkin should have been traded. Paul in Oxford says, I will never come off the belief that paying college athletes has ruined college football.
That's fair. I don't agree with it, but a lot of people agree with it.
No, see, I think the college athlete thing, it really is, they didn't put rules in place. They wanted it to fail. Now, that's a belief that I will never power down, that the NCAA wanted this to fail. The NCAA wanted absolute chaos so that people will come running back to them saying, we didn't know what we were doing. Can you please make things go back the way that they used to be? Except for the TV network stepped in and said, hey, we'll be the good stepfather here. We'll pay for your college. We'll pay for everything.
The Palace was the best stadium and arena in the state of Michigan. The Joe was the worst, they say.
Well, first of all, I love the Joe. The Joe and Tiger Stadium were fantastic. Because Tiger Stadium I grew up at. The Joe we saw title after title after title at. So I love the Joe, but he's not wrong about the Palace. The Palace was great for a Pistons game, but it was even better for a concert. It's fantastic. The acoustics at the Palace, sensational. By the way, there's a lot of ticket texts coming in. Scott Harris will never win a World Series, and the Tigers will never, ever, ever win a World Series again, which, by the way, I might believe, considering they've won four in their existence.
Yeah, it's been a long time. 84. Let's hear about that again. I will never come off the opinion that Decker reported.
You know, I had this conversation earlier today over breakfast with a friend of mine. And I'm like, yes, the referees screwed this up, but you also didn't need to play the shell game. Just go in there. It's me. It's not like the refs weren't not going to announce who's in there. So there was no secret stuff. Just go in there, report. Everything would have been fine.
It was announced.
Right.
It was going to be. Right. But according to players that play the game, they claim, some at least do, that they don't even listen to the announcement.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So you're right. That's why if you just run the damn play,
right,
it probably still works.
You and didn't it's need late to play the game. Right. The shell came, three card money, sent three people out there, so you don't know which one. He's going to announce the number.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where Lions fans can just let the officials be? Like, I'm not saying they haven't been screwed. Of course, they've been screwed. Way too much. The Seattle game, complete the process. But that game. But there does come a point where we got to drop the officiating thing, right?
No.
Never?
But that's for everybody. Think about it. We're still talking about JT was short. I'm still talking about the 2013 team. David's over there saying, hey, Trey Burke's shot, it was legit. You never forget when it has anything to do with a referee or a judgment call. If your player just misses a field goal, drops a ball, misses a basket, or, you know, if all of a sudden you leave Big Shot Bob wide open, it ain't the ref's fault.
Yeah.
But if anything deals with the ref, causes you to lose, you never forget it.
So what's the biggest bone job then? Like, not just in Detroit, but do we have the biggest screw job? We do. Armando Galarraga is probably right up there.
That ranks right up there. Now, it would have just got him a perfect game. You wouldn't have won anything for that. But probably the Lambeer phantom foul.
Yes, because they would have had three championships. So, yes.
That's a referee. I mean, and think about it. Even, you know, the Michigan-Ohio State game, if they would have called JT Barrett down, you win that thing.
I've never been one to just argue that point because, to me, the coach just needs to call a timeout, settle his defense down, right, and maybe you can still make the stop.
Well, the other thing, too, is that one, there's really not conclusive proof. To Michigan fans, there is, because they're Michigan fans.
Oh, and then the referee's from Ohio, right, and all of this stuff.
That was right on radio.
Look at his social media page.
And... Oh, yeah, they're a Buckeye fan. Oh, my God, we got job. There wasn't conclusive. Like, with Dallas and Detroit and Pettigrew and the flag, that is something to be pissed about. But with JT, come on. There wasn't – it was a call. I still haven't seen conclusive proof. You know, you know, like what? How people, like, magnify the image 50 times and say, but, see, it was short.
But see, here's the one call that – I think the referees actually tried to help you out, Detroit. Your coach was too stupid to pick up what they were putting down. Thanksgiving Day, Jim Schwartz.
Oh, the flag.
We can't review this play if you throw this flag. No, I'm throwing the flag because look at me, America.
Is that against the Texans, I believe?
Correct.
No. Was it the Texans?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, but if you do that, we can't, you know, just let us handle this because we may have made a mistake.
Well, the ironic thing about that is 3 weeks later, I remember TJ Lang was playing in this game. It was Packers and Bears. The same exact thing happened. Packers made the goof, the oopsie, and they got away with it. Yeah. So you can make, I mean, I'll never forget. Nobody ever talks about, remember the Jim Caldwell not knowing the rule? It was Monday night in
the
Seattle.
The batted ball out of the end zone? Yeah.
Remember that? It was KJ, who was
KJ Wright.
Right. Who batted it out and it should have been Lions touchdown and instead they gave the ball.
Yeah.
To the Seattle Seahawks. And then, I mean, Caldwell didn't even know the rule. Didn't even argue it.
No, but that was like one of those obscure rules. That's like the tuck rule. Nobody knew what the heck the tuck rule was. I just think it changed the course of history.
What about the runoff game? Kenny just brought that to my attention.
When the Golden Tate?
The Golden Tate review. Falcons. It wasn't his fault. They reviewed it. Because they reviewed it, oh, now we got to take the 10 seconds off.
Right.
You lose.
And by the way, I think ironically enough, that happened to another team later in the season, and they got away with it. And the benefit of the doubt.
Well, good news is you're winning now. You'll get the benefit of the doubt. Lions won't get screwed over as much.
Very quickly. I just got this text on my phone notification. I got to ask you a quick question. So Mike Trout is out for the season.
I had a question for you on Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's out for the season, right? He hit 220 this year with still like damn near a 900 OPS. The guy has close to 400 home runs. He's got over 900 OPS lifetime. Like Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. But he can't go down as one of the greatest players ever.
That's
right?
What I was going to ask you. Because everyone says he's so great. Well, since 2020, 36 games, okay, 119.
He has to stay healthy.
82 games and then 29 games. He can't be considered one of the greats.
Being available is a skill.
He might go down as one of the biggest what-ifs in sports. What if he had a better team around him? He could have won titles.
What if he was traded? He's been to one playoff. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, how does his agent not say, get me the hell to Philly, because he's from there, he loves the Eagles, he wants to be a meteorologist, and he can play for the Phillies in Dombrowski? I could have made that deal happen.
Yeah, no. I think. Without winning, you're not... You're in that Dan Marino category. You're in the Charles Barkley category.
But he's also in like a worse category. Guys that just couldn't stay healthy. He's hurt every freaking year, I feel.
Fair.
He's a baseball player.
Fair.
How's he getting hurt? Anyway. All right. 97 won the ticket. All right. 602. By the way, every member of this show right now taking strays on the ticket text.
Me?
Everybody. Not you. But everybody else, Kenny Cott, you want me to read some of these or no? Kenny Cott expects us to swallow the notion that he was a hockey and skating phenom. Give me a break. I can't even judge distance.
I never said phenom. I know how to skate, though.
I guess you don't really need that. Yeah, okay.
God, Rieger, you're such a dumb. Tiger Baseball in the 6 o'clock hour. Asking you. What is the one Detroit sports opinion that you have that no matter what, even though it might sound foolish, you will never come off of? Morning show producer Greg Hargrave told Hatchet Man that the Pistons will never win a title. Again, and we believe he's a healthy man. So he should be around for a long time. He said he envisions himself like one of those callers that call up talking about the 68 Tigers or the 84 Tigers or maybe the 04 Pistons. That's what he envisions himself. So what is the one opinion that you'll never come off of? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Quick ticket text. Lalonde will never make the playoffs with the Red Wings. That might be true because he might be fired. Like, Derek Lalonde might not make it past 20 games if they don't get out to a hot start.
I'll read a couple texts. Sure. Then I got a question, a baseball question for you, Jeff. The bench told Weber to call the timeout. That's what someone says on the ticket text. Zach from Lapeer says, Dylan Larkin should have been traded. Paul in Oxford says, I will never come off the belief that paying college athletes has ruined college football.
That's fair. I don't agree with it, but a lot of people agree with it.
Now, see, I think the college athlete thing, it really is, they didn't put rules in place. They wanted it to fail. Now, that's a belief that I will never power down, that the NCAA wanted this to fail. The NCAA wanted absolute chaos so that people will come running back to them saying, we didn't know what we were doing. Can you please make things go back the way that they used to be? Except for the TV network stepped in and said, hey, we'll be the good stepfather here. We'll pay for your college. We'll pay for everything.
The Palace was the best stadium and arena in the state of Michigan. The Joe was the worst, they say.
Oh, first of all, I love the Joe. The Joe and Tiger Stadium were fantastic. Because Tiger Stadium I grew up at. The Joe we saw title after title after title at. So I love the Joe, but he's not wrong about the Palace. The Palace was great for a Pistons game, but it was even better for a concert. It's fantastic. The acoustics at the Palace, sensational. By the way, there's a lot of ticket texts coming in. Scott Harris will never win a World Series, and the Tigers will never, ever, ever win a World Series again, which, by the way, I might believe, considering they've won four in their existence.
Yeah, it's been a long time. 84. Let's hear about that again. I will never come off the opinion that Decker reported.
Oh, geez. You know, I had this conversation earlier today over breakfast with a friend of mine. And I'm like, yes, the referees screwed this up, but you also didn't need to play the shell game. Just go in there. It's me. It's not like the refs weren't not going to announce who's in there. So there was no secret stuff. Just go in there, report. Everything would have been fine.
It was announced.
Right.
It was going to be.
Right.
But according to players that play the game, they claim, some at least do, that they don't even listen to the announcement.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So you're right. That's why if you just run the damn play,
right,
it probably still works.
You didn't need to play the game. Right. The shell came, three Carmine, they sent three people out there, so you don't know which one. He's going to announce the number.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point where Lions fans can just let the officials be? Like, I'm not saying they haven't been screwed. Of course, they've been screwed way too much. The Seattle game, complete the process. But that game. But there does come a point where we got to drop the officiating thing, right?
No.
Never?
But that's for everybody. Think about it. We're still talking about JT was short. I'm still talking about the 2013 team. David's over there saying, hey, Trey Burke's shot, it was legit. You never forget when it has anything to do with a referee or a judgment call. If your player just misses a field goal, drops a ball, misses a basket, or, you know, if all of a sudden you leave Big Shot Bob wide open, it ain't the ref's fault.
Yeah.
But if anything deals with the ref, causes you to lose, you never forget it.
So what's the biggest bone job then? Like, not just in Detroit, but do we have the biggest screw job? We do. Armando Galarraga is probably right up there.
That ranks right up there. Now, it would have just got him a perfect game. You wouldn't have won anything for that. But probably the Lambeer phantom foul.
Yes, because they would have had three championships. So, yes.
That's a referee. I mean, and think about it. Even, you know, the Michigan-Ohio State game, if they would have called JT Barrett down, you win that thing.
I've never been one to just argue that point because, to me, the coach just needs to call a timeout, settle his defense down, right, and maybe you can still make the stop.
Well, the other thing, too, is that one, there's really not conclusive proof. To Michigan fans, there is, because they're Michigan fans.
Oh, and then the referee's from Ohio, right, and all of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, radio.
Look at his social media page.
And... oh, yeah, they're a Buckeye fan. Oh, my God, we got job. There wasn't conclusive. Like, with Dallas and Detroit and Pettigrew and the flag, that is something to be pissed about. But with JT, come on. There wasn't, it was a call. I still haven't seen conclusive proof. You know, you know, like what? How people like magnify the image 50 times and say, but, see, it was short.
But see, here's the one call that I think the referees actually tried to help you out, Detroit. Your coach was too stupid to pick up what they were putting down. Thanksgiving Day, Jim Schwartz.
Oh, the flag.
We can't review this play if you throw this flag. No, I'm throwing the flag because look at me, America.
Is that against the Texans, I believe?
Correct.
No. Was it the Texans?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, but if you do that, we can't, you know, just let us handle this because we may have made a mistake.
Well, the ironic thing about that is 3 weeks later, I remember TJ Lang was playing in this game. It was Packers and Bears. The same exact thing happened. Packers made the goof, the oopsie, and they got away with it. Yeah. So you can make, I mean, I'll never forget. Nobody ever talks about, remember the Jim Caldwell not knowing the rule? It was Monday night in
the
Seattle.
The batted ball out of the end zone? Yeah.
Remember that? It was KJ, who was
KJ
the,
Wright.
Right. Who batted it out and it should have been Lions touchdown and instead they gave the ball.
Yeah.
To the Seattle Seahawks. And then, I mean, Caldwell didn't even know the rule. Didn't even argue it.
No, but that was like one of those obscure rules. That's like the tuck rule. Nobody knew what the heck the tuck rule was. I just think it changed the course of history.
What about the runoff game? Kenny just brought that to my attention.
When the Golden Tate?
The Golden Tate review. Falcons. It wasn't his fault. They reviewed it. Because they reviewed it, oh, now we got to take the 10 seconds off.
Right.
You lose.
And by the way, I think ironically enough, that happened to another team later in the season, and they got away with it. And the benefit of the doubt.
Well, good news is you're winning now. You'll get the benefit of the doubt. Lions won't get screwed over as much.
Very quickly. I just got this text on my phone notification. I got to ask you a quick question. So Mike Trout is out for the season.
I had a question for you on Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's out for the season, right? He hit 220 this year with still like damn near a 900 OPS. The guy has close to 400 home runs. He's got
378.
Over 900 OPS lifetime. Like Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. But he can't go down as one of the greatest players ever.
That's
right?
What I was going to ask because everyone says he's so great. Well, since 2020, 36 games, okay, 119.
Can't stay healthy.
82 games and then 29 games. He can't be considered one of the greats.
Being available is a skill.
He might go down as one of the biggest what-ifs in sports. What if he had a better team around him? He could have won titles.
What if he was traded? He's been to one playoff. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, how does his agent not say, get me the hell to Philly, because he's from there, he loves the Eagles, he wants to be a meteorologist, and he can play for the Phillies in Dombrowski? I could have made that deal happen.
Yeah, no. I think. Without winning, you're not... You're in that Dan Marino category. You're in the Charles Barkley category.
But he's also in like a worse category. Guys that just couldn't stay healthy. He's hurt every freaking year, I feel.
Fair.
He's a baseball player.
Fair.
How's he getting hurt? Anyway. All right. 97 won the ticket. All right. 602. By the way, every member of this show right now taking strays on the ticket text.
Me?
Everybody. Not you. But everybody else, Kenny Cott, you want me to read some of these or no? Kenny Cott expects us to swallow the notion that he was a hockey and skating phenom. Give me a break. I can't even judge distance.
I never said phenom. I know how to skate, though.
I guess you don't really need that. Yeah, okay.
God, Rieger, you're such a dumbass. Some of the dumbest crap you've ever said. He's a baseball player. How can he get hurt? That's a joke. My goodness.
That's why I said, I was about to say something, but we weren't like, okay. Okay.
Anyway, let's get to the big finish.
That gets people angry. That's like saying that, you know, NASCAR racing is not a sport.
It isn't.
Speaking of,
I don't care either way. I just said it just to say it. I like to upset people. We talked about Mike Trout. He can't be considered one of the greatest. He is now out for the rest of the season. That's it for him, right? Should he come back next year? Should he just retire?
He should come back. I mean, in 30 games this year, he still had close to a 900 OPS. So, yes, he should come back. But how about this quick ticket text, David? Tell me if you agree with this. It's from Amir. It says, Rieger, you want a hill I'm not going to die or I'm going to die on? Mike Trout is the biggest what-if MLB history. Also not a Hall of Famer. He's without a doubt a Hall of Famer.
I think someone named Kenny Cott said that.
You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
No, I said he would be one of the biggest what-ifs in sports history.
Yeah, without a doubt, but he's a Hall of Famer. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. In 14 years,
he
991 OPS?
Been so much more.
Yeah.
Under 400 home runs right now. Of course, he'll play again, but...
But it's not his fault. Last 5 years, 53 games... 36 games, 119, the outlier, 82 games, and 29 games this year. It's not his fault. He's got old bones.
Now, see, that there's your topic. Like that athlete that just could have been so great and never can get off the injury.
Because Ken Griffey was great, but then he went to Cincinnati, and he got hurt.
Yeah, but Griffey at least
had never the same.
600 homers.
I know.
Me, I got
different Nitpicking. Sport for me, it was Larry Johnson. Grandmama was all that. And just his back went out, and that was it. His career was over.
Yeah, he was just standing a corner guy for the Knicks.
Yeah.
It was over.
He was what Zion wants to be.
With the back.
Yes.
We talked about it. The Tigers are back on Bally Sports tonight. Well, if you have the ultimate package, it is. But football is also on tonight. First preseason game, Texans, Bears. Are you watching football tonight or the Tigers tonight?
I'm watching football. Rieger, he's watching baseball. But to me, it's the novelty of seeing football and this new kickoff.
No, I'm going to watch because of the kickoff. I can't wait to see what it looks like. And I do believe it's impossible not to get better kickoff returns, right? You're going to have... guys lined up essentially right in front of guys.
Here's the catch 22, because it's going to get great drama until one of your star players gets injured on a kickoff. And then you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Why'd you have him out there?
Why was he out there playing?
Good point.
So it's great. It's fun. But, you know, I'm not going to say a name, but just say star receiver goes down. And you're thinking to yourself, in a meaningless game, why was he taking the kickoff? We were up 14 anyway.
Right. No, I agree with you. But it's going to be such a huge part of the game moving forward. By the way, two quick Trout comparisons on the ticket text. Tell me if you agree with these. One is Eric Lindros. I think that's a pretty good one, to tell you the truth. Kenny? Yay, nay? He's not paying attention anymore. He's checked out. The other is Grant Hill. That's another good one, I think.
No, you're right.
Man, that's my guy. He was supposed to be the next. Everyone was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. They were looking for one, and he was supposed to be it. And then he went to Orlando. Actually, I remember the game. I was watching that game live against the Timberwolves. Regular season, we were already in the playoffs. Went up and didn't land right, and it was over.
No, his problem was he tried to prove he was tough. Because remember, everybody, T, you're a Duke kid, you're soft. So it was. He went out there and played, and his ankle was screwed up. You're right, but he should have just listened. But he had to show. I'm gritty Detroit. You tore your ankle up. Congratulations.
And went to the playoffs and just didn't do a thing.
Yep.
I got another.
Of course, we lost in the playoffs again.
What about DeAndre Hopkins? Out for. I just got a notification. 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. So his last, 3 years, 9 games, 17. Actually, yes, 4 years, 10 games, 9 games, 17.
I mean, he is older, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mike Trout's been getting hurt like this since he was 28.
It was just my way of bringing up the DeAndre Hopkins news.
Understand. And I get it, because you want to feel good, because what you did earlier is you mocked a blind guy whose dad wasn't around. But we would talk about you
blind.
When you talk.
He could not see in one eye.
That doesn't mean all he's blind.
All because he was trying to feel better because you can't grill.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
That's sad, that? Jeff. And by the way, Rico can't use chopsticks. I can't punt the ball, and Kenny can't judge a fly ball.
Yeah, Kenny's is my favorite, I must say. Like, really? Again, I'm mocking a guy with a disability. I guess. It's not a disability, but like...
You can't do the one of the most basic, simplistic things. That ranks right up there with boiling water, Rieger.
A mental picture of Kenny Cott.
Just running the opposite direction of where the ball's going.
Playing right field.
I'm backing
softball.
Up. The ball lands 30 feet in front
I'm
of
surprised
me.
Kenny's just like, you know what? I'm catcher. I'm going to play catcher.
Yes. Never before.
By the way, two biggest what ifs. I mean, these are fascinating. Sorry to cut you off. Keep it. But Bo Jackson, that's a great one. Now, Trout was obviously more consistent than Bo. And then Greg Oden, biggest what if.
We knew what Oden was.
Greg Oden was 36 freshman year of college.
At least he looked 36.
He was 36.
Actually, 36 that looked 56.
He showed up to Ohio State and they were professor? No, I'm your teammate.
Oh, my gosh, you're right about that. And, well, tomorrow, Rieger, you're going to participate in Flow Friday. But you got to go out and buy a shirt.
Yeah. Where, what do you suggest? Target? Good one?
Sure.
Yeah?
Don't spend too much.
No?
Because you're only going to wear it like once.
Yeah. Is that your way of telling me I'm never coming back?
No.
To do the show?
I just don't want your wife auditing you. That's
settle,
all.
Rico. Settle. Well, I'll use her money, not mine, for that.
Hey, that's
it's closed. Happen. That's the agreement.
We'll see about that. Tiger Baseball is up next.
All right. 602. By the way, every member of this show right now taking strays on the ticket text.
Me?
Everybody. Not you. But everybody else. Kenny Cott. You want me to read some of these or no? Kenny Cott expects us to swallow the notion that he was a hockey and skating phenom. Give me a break. Guy can't even judge distance.
I never said phenom. I know how to skate, though.
I guess you don't really need that. Yeah, okay.
God, Rieger, you're such a dumbass. Some of the dumbest crap you've ever said. He's a baseball player. How can he get hurt? That's a joke. My goodness.
That's why I said I was about to say something, but we weren't like, okay.
Anyway, let's get to the big finish.
That gets people angry. That's like saying that, you know, NASCAR racing is not a sport.
It isn't.
Speaking of.
I don't care either way. I just said it just to say it. I like to upset people. We talked about Mike Trout. He can't be considered one of the greatest. He is now out for the rest of the season. That's it for him, right? Should he come back next year or should he just retire?
He should come back. I mean, in 30 games this year, he still had close to a 900 OPS. So, yes, he should come back. But how about this quick ticket text, David? Tell me if you agree with this. It's from Amir. It says, Rieger, you want a hill I'm not going to die or I'm going to die on? Mike Trout is the biggest what-if MLB history. Also not a Hall of Famer. He's without a doubt a Hall of Famer.
I think someone named Kenny Cott said that.
You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
No, I said he would be one of the biggest what-ifs in sports history.
Yeah, without a doubt, but he's a Hall of Famer. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. In 14 years, 991 OPS?
Been so much more.
Yeah.
Under 400 home runs. Right now, of course, he'll play again, but...
But it's not his fault. Last 5 years, 53 games, 36 games, 119, the outlier, 82 games, and 29 games this year. It's not his fault. He's got old bones.
Now, see, that there's your topic. Like that athlete that just could have been so great and never can get off the injury.
Because Ken Griffey was great, but then he went to Cincinnati, and he got hurt.
Yeah, but Griffey at least
had never the same.
600 homers.
I know.
For me, I got
different nitpicking. Sport for me, it was Larry Johnson. Grandmama was all that. And just his back went out, and that was it. His career was over.
Yeah, he was just standing the corner guy for the Knicks.
Yeah.
It was over.
He was what Zion wants to be.
With the back.
Yes.
We talked about it. The Tigers are back on Bally Sports tonight. Well, if you have the ultimate package, it is. But football is also on tonight. First preseason game, Texans, Bears. Are you watching football tonight or the Tigers tonight?
I'm watching football. Rieger, he's watching baseball, but to me, it's the novelty of seeing football and this new kickoff.
No, I'm going to watch because of the kickoff. I can't wait to see what it looks like. And I do believe it's impossible not to get better kickoff returns, right? You're going to have guys lined up essentially right in front of guys.
Here's the catch 22, because it's going to get great drama until one of your star players gets injured on a kickoff. And then you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Why'd you have him out there?
Why was he out there playing?
Well, good point.
So it's great. It's fun. But, you know, I don't want to – I'm not going to say a name, but just say star receiver goes down. And you're thinking to yourself, in a meaningless game, why was he taking the kickoff? We were up 14 anyway.
Right. No, I agree with you. But it's going to be such a huge part of the game moving forward. By the way, two quick Trout comparisons on the ticket text. Tell me if you agree with these. One is Eric Lindros. I think that's a pretty good one, to tell you the truth. Kenny? Yay, nay? He's not paying attention anymore. He's checked out. The other is Grant Hill. That's another good one, I think.
No, you're right.
Man, that's my guy. He was supposed to be the next. Everyone was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. They were looking for one, and he was supposed to be it. And then he went to Orlando. Actually, I remember the game. I was watching that game live against the Timberwolves. Regular season, we were already in the playoffs. Went up and didn't land right, and it was over.
No, his problem was he tried to prove he was tough. Because remember, everybody, T, you're a Duke kid, you're soft. So it was he went out there and played, and his ankle was screwed up. You're right. But he should have just listened, but he had to show, I'm gritty Detroit. You tore your ankle up. Congratulations.
And went to the playoffs and just didn't do a thing.
Yep.
I got another guy.
Of course, we lost in the playoffs again.
What about DeAndre Hopkins? Out for, I just got a notification, 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. So his last, 3 years, 9 games, 17. Actually, yes, 4 years, 10 games, 9 games, 17.
I mean, he is older, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mike Trout's been getting hurt like this since he was 28.
It was just my way of bringing up the DeAndre Hopkins news.
Understand. And I get it, because you want to feel good, because what you did earlier is you mocked a blind guy whose dad wasn't around. We were talking about you.
Blind.
When you talk,
he could not see in one eye.
That doesn't mean he's
blind. All because he was trying to feel better because you can't grill.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
That's sad, that? Jeff. And by the way, Rico can't use chopsticks. I can't punt the ball. And Kenny can't judge a fly ball.
Yeah, Kenny's is my favorite, I must say. Like, really? Again, I'm mocking a guy with a disability. I guess. It's not a disability, but like...
You can't do them one of the most basic, simplistic things. That ranks right up there with boiling water, Rieger.
A mental picture of Kenny Cott.
Just running the opposite direction of where the ball's going.
Playing right field.
I'm backing up. The ball lands 30 feet in front of me.
I'm surprised Kenny's just like, you know what? I'm catcher. I'm going to play catcher.
Yes. Never before.
By the way, two biggest what ifs. I mean, these are fascinating. Sorry to cut you off. Keep it. But Bo Jackson, that's a great one. Now, Trout was obviously more consistent than Bo. And then Greg Oden, biggest what if.
We knew what Oden was.
Greg Oden was 36 freshman year of college.
At least he looked 36.
He was 36.
Actually, 36 that looked 56.
He showed up to Ohio State and they were going, Professor? No, I'm your teammate.
Oh, my gosh, you're right about that. And, well, tomorrow, Rieger, you're going to participate in Flow Friday. But you got to go out and buy a shirt.
Yeah. Where, what do you suggest? Target? Good one?
Sure.
Yeah?
Don't spend too much.
No?
Because you're only going to wear it like once.
Yeah. Is that your way of telling me I'm never coming back?
No.
To do the show?
I just don't want your wife auditing you. That's
settle,
all.
Rico. Settle. Well, I'll use her money, not mine, for that.
Hey, that's
it's closed. Happen. That's the agreement.
We'll see about that. Tiger Baseball is up next.